Of course, it's time now for the sunny side of sports with Peter Clotie sitting in for the vacationing Sonny Young. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Kim.
Well, I understand that Sierra Leone football tops your sports report today.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Kim. And FIFA, the world governing body, says it will support Sierra Leone in the fight against match manipulation. This came after the president of the Sierra Leone Football Association, or SLFA, Aisha Johansson, met with FIFA President Sepp Blatter and Secretary General Jerome Valcke to discuss measures to tackle the wave of match manipulation allegations in Sierra Leone football. It was agreed that FIFA's security division would assist the Sierra Leone FA in its fight against corruption and match manipulation in two ways. One, by supporting the investigation conducted by the SLFA, and by assisting it in setting up its own national integrity program. Nigeria's Minister of Sports, Tami Danagogo, says that Nigeria has what it takes to break the round of 16 jinx at the World Cup. Super Eagles, in its five World Cup appearances, has reached the second round thrice, and thrice has crashed out at that stage. The first was in 1994, losing 2-1 to Italy. In 1998, the team lost again 4-1 to Denmark, while in 2014 in France, France sent them packing with a 2-0 defeat in Brazil. Speaking when he received members of the Club Owners Association in Abuja, he noted that the major problem plaguing football is, quote, the failure of football managers to harness and develop the potential in the country. Controversial Uruguayan striker Luis Suarez could make his Barcelona debut against rivals Real Madrid with the first El Clasico of the season set for the weekend of October 26. Suarez, who signed from English club Liverpool, is serving a four-month ban for biting Italy defender Giorgio Chiellini during the World Cup in Brazil. He was banned on June 26, which means the striker could play for Barcelona as they face Real Madrid. Suarez was banned from all football-related activities by FIFA and cannot train with his new club, and is prohibited from entering the confines of any stadium. To Cameroon, and officials of the Cameroon Football Federation, or FECAFOOT, announced at a news conference yesterday that they will be stepping down at the end of the year. For details, I spoke with Nana Walter Wilson, sports editor for the Post newspaper in the Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé.
Yeah, you know, after the World Cup, we've not heard much about the Cameroon Football Federation, the officials of the Normalization Committee, but they held a press conference recently, and they came out with some exciting statements that, first of all, they are actually going to leave office on December 2, 2014, which means that the statutes that they drew up, that the revision committee drew up, the revision and legal committee drew up and sent to FIFA, has been validated. And so they were making it public to the press in particular, and that elections are going to hold beginning in the month of October, November, and then finally those who will be elected will now get into office officially on December 2, 2014. So the statutes now gives the precision of who can be a candidate for the top job of the Cameroon Football Federation.
What prompted them to decide to leave office?
No, you recall that after the last meeting they had with FIFA, where the FIFA representative, Mr. Covaro, came to Cameroon about 2 months before we went to the World Cup, it was clear that they are expected to leave office at the close of November 2014. So they have now come back, they have not looked at their schedule, they have not seen that everything is moving on as planned, according to FIFA advice. So they now say that, okay, officially they are going to leave office on December 2, which means that we're going to have elections at the regional level of FECAFOOT in the country for the 10 regions, and then which will now have the members who make up the college to go to Yaoundé for the final elections for the national executive. So between now and December 2, these processes will be going on across Cameroon.
Cameroon football fans were not particularly happy with the FECAFOOT's organizational ability at the World Cup that led to the abysmal performance of the Indomitable Lions. How has been the reaction of the population of the football fraternity following the announcement that they will be leaving office by the end of the year?
No, of course, of course, a lot of Cameroonians just want the current team to go as fast as possible. So they're just waiting for the official date, which is the end of November 2014. So Cameroonians are just saying that, okay, this is a timetable. We now, people who want to get into that office and take Cameroon football one step forward are now given the opportunity to put in their candidature. For instance, the new statutes indicate that the new president of the federation must stay in Yaoundé, and so that you can always be consulted, or she can always be consulted anytime. And then, interestingly, those who will be going in as president of the federation, they have to pay a caution fee of France CFA, 2 million. So they want to put some seriousness into it. And then various commissions have been created, you know, to make Cameroon football more active, more vibrant. You know, like for the first time, we're going to have a commission in charge of animation and entertainment. So we, like, supporters guilds, supporters clubs are going to come up, register officially, who can move out and represent Cameroon in bigger numbers. You know, because if we discover when Cameroon is going for international competitions, we don't have a huge supporter team. We only have, I mean, officials who just go there, bloated officials who don't go there just to make money out of the federation and from the government.
So what happens to the president's demand for an investigation into the performance of both FECAFOOT and the Indomitable Lions at the World Cup?
That is a seemingly an independent issue. At the close of this month, we are expecting the Prime Minister to tell Cameroonians what he has found out in the last 1 month. Cameroonians are on the edge, the media in Cameroon are on the edge, waiting for that report from the Prime Minister. Because people have to be sanctioned for the bad things that happened at the World Cup 2014 in Brazil. Cameroonians want to see people pay for the bad things that they have done for the country. So the media, the Cameroonian public, they are waiting for the Prime Minister's report at the close of this month. It's a very serious issue. Cameroonians are waiting.
Don't you think the government decision to investigate could be seen by FIFA as an interference and could possibly place sanctions on FECAFOOT and, for that matter, Cameroon?
No. This issue about FIFA getting into football in the African continent, always saying that they are intervening, it's a worrying issue. It's worrying is that because the public opinion in Cameroon is that, and even in Nigeria, where the FIFA lifted the sanctions recently, the worry, Peter, is that the government puts a lot of money into football and individuals mismanage the money. And FIFA does not quarrel those individuals who mismanage money. Look at the way money was spent from Cameroon's government, from the Federation's coffers in Brazil. The FIFA is not saying anything about that. FIFA is giving Cameroon a lot of billions of France CFA to run football in the country. The individuals are chopping their money, and then the football is not going ahead. Why is FIFA not quarreling with those people? So the government is stepping in to say that they run football and sporting activities in the country, and the officials will be answerable to them, FIFA or no FIFA. Because what is happening is that it is the football of the country that must go forward. Football and sports in Cameroon is more than a game. I mean, it's life for the people. It's business for the people. So it must be handled with a lot of professionalism. That is what the government is saying.
Nana Walter Wilson is sports editor for the Post newspaper in Cameroon. He spoke with me from the capital, Yaoundé. The president of the French Football Federation, Noël Legrailler, announced an agreement to adopt the use of spray to fix distances for free kicks in their walls at top-level matches in France this season. The highly popular practice, which sees officials spray the pitch with a white substance to keep walls at correct distance and also reduce their approachment of the ball placing, was a revelation at the recent World Cup in Brazil, where the first idea was used at the very highest level. Manchester United made an impressive debut under coach Louis van Gaal on Wednesday night, with Wayne Rooney scoring twice late in the first half of a 7-0 victory over the LA Galaxy. Van Gaal's tenure got off to a start, reflecting the confidence of United's veteran coach, who intends to return the 20-time English champions to immediate international prominence after David Moyes' poor tenure. United finished seventh in Moyes' only season as Alex Ferguson's replacement after 26 years, failing even to qualify for Europa League play. Chelsea's all-time top scorer and England international midfielder Frank Lampard has signed to play for Major League Soccer 2015 expansion side New York City FC, the club announced Thursday. Lampard spent his first 6 seasons at West Ham United with only a brief loan to Swansea in his debut season. He joined Chelsea in 2001 and bagged 211 goals for the Blues, as well as 29 in 106 caps for England. During Lampard's tenure, Chelsea won Premier League titles in 2005, 2006 and 2010, the FA Cup in 2007, 2009, 2010 and 2012, as well as the 2012 Champions League crown. And now here is Daybreak Africa Sports editor Mark Ouma with today's sports news roundup. Take it away, Mark.
We begin at the IAAF World Junior Athletics Championships in Eugene, Oregon State in the United States of America. Alemito Heroye and Alemito Hawi clinched a 1-2 Ethiopian triumph in women's 5,000 meters on Wednesday. Heroye edged Hawi for the gold medal in a time of 15 minutes and 10.08 seconds. Kenyan Agnes Jebet Tirop claimed the bronze medal, while Stella Chesang established a Uganda junior women's record of 15 minutes and 53.85 seconds. Earlier on, Wellington Zaza clocked 13.53 seconds to improve the Liberia junior men's 110-meter hurdles record in his semi-final. Zaza has qualified for the finals, while Avon Trinianina Rakoto Arimiandri ran a lifetime best of 51.96 seconds to establish a new Madagascar junior men's 400-meter hurdles record in his heat. He is through to the semi-finals. Staying in Eugene, Ethiopia is fourth on the medal table at the end of day two at the championships on Wednesday. They have a gold medal and a silver medal. Uganda is fifth, while Kenya is eighth among 18 countries on the medal table. Turning to women's football, despite a dip in performance at the last two editions of the African Women's Championships, Ghana is confident they'll excel at the event in Ufintuk, Namibia in October and qualify for the 2015 FIFA Women's World Cup in Canada. Ghana Football Association President Kwesi Nyantiji explains.
Now, it's important that we make it to Canada 2015, having missed out on Germany 2015.